DRISC, also known as de-risking, is a process or strategy that aims to minimize or eliminate potential risks associated with a particular venture, investment, or decision. It involves identifying, assessing, and mitigating risks to enhance the chances of success or reduce the negative impacts of potential failures. The first step in de-risking is to identify and understand the risks involved. This requires a comprehensive analysis of the project or investment, including market conditions, financial factors, regulatory requirements, and other relevant variables. By understanding the potential risks, decision makers can develop appropriate strategies to address them effectively. Once the risks are identified, the next step is to assess their likelihood and potential impact. This involves evaluating the probability of each risk occurring and estimating the extent of its potential consequences. By quantifying and prioritizing risks, resources can be allocated to address the most significant threats first. De-risking strategies may vary depending on the nature of the risks. Common approaches include risk avoidance, risk reduction, risk transfer, and risk acceptance. Risk avoidance involves refraining from pursuing ventures or investments that pose unacceptable levels of risk. Risk reduction strategies aim to mitigate risks through measures such as diversification, implementing safeguards, or adopting best practices. Risk transfer involves shifting some or all of the risk to another party, such as through insurance or outsourcing. Risk acceptance, on the other hand, entails consciously acknowledging and managing certain risks that are deemed acceptable within the overall risk appetite. Implementing de-risking strategies often requires a multidisciplinary approach. It may involve collaboration between various stakeholders, including financial experts, legal advisors, industry specialists, and risk management professionals. Their expertise helps in designing and implementing effective risk mitigation measures. Continuous monitoring and reassessment are crucial aspects of de-risking. Risks are not static and can change over time due to various factors such as market fluctuations, technological advancements, or regulatory changes. Regularly reviewing and updating risk assessments allows for timely adjustments to the de-risking strategies and ensures that risks are kept at manageable levels throughout the project or investment lifecycle. De-risking is a vital practice across various industries and sectors. It helps businesses and investors make informed decisions, safeguard their assets, and increase the likelihood of achieving desired outcomes. By proactively addressing risks, de-risking contributes to better financial stability, improved operational efficiency, and enhanced resilience to external challenges. In summary, de-risking involves the identification, assessment, and mitigation of risks to enhance the chances of success or reduce the negative impacts of potential failures. It requires a thorough understanding of the risks involved, prioritizing them, and implementing appropriate strategies to avoid, reduce, transfer, or accept risks. De-risking is an ongoing process that requires continuous monitoring and adjustment to ensure that risks remain at manageable levels. By adopting de-risking practices, businesses and investors can navigate uncertainties more effectively and increase their chances of achieving desired outcomes.